We sit glued to the TV set all night
and every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of...
Hello, and welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 101. I am Amory from MyTakeOnTV.com.
I'm Jason the TV Holic from TVHolic.com, and this week we have joining us...
I'm Anthony Ocasio, and I am from ScreenRant.com. First time joining you guys. Very fun.
Welcome. Glad to have you. Every year, Anthony and like Jason and I are at Comic-Con together, and we always end up at, like, we don't see each other all weekend, and then randomly we're at some press table together. And it's like, oh, hey, I remember you. Oh, hey. And then that's about it.
It happens a lot.
It does. So, Anthony, tell us your story, even though he was hesitant when we're not recording. For me to ask this question, tell us your story. How did you get into writing and all that business?
Oh, see, because I have to create a story, and then you're like, just tell us an amazing story off the bat. You're like, clap your hands.
I sent an email. Like, my story is so lame. Yours is fine. I'm sure it's better than mine.
Yeah, I just I started writing for Screen Rant. I started writing movie stuff. At that time, we didn't really have we had a TV section, but it was very, very, very poor. So then I just started, nobody else was doing TV stuff on the site, so I was just like, well, I'll do it. And then I just kind of took it on my own and started doing everything myself. And then I was like, this is crazy, ridiculous. So now we got some writers that I get to yell at and stuff and control. Nice. It's very powerful. so that's pretty much it. You know,
because I realized like everybody's story, I think.
I know. Well, I realized I was like, I don't really like movies that much. I like TV, and I know way more about TV than I know about movies, which is considerably less now. I know almost nothing about movies.
Oh, me either. Now. I know nothing. I like go see movies 6 months after they've been released because they're going to be cheap. I just don't know anything.
People just be like, oh, so I heard this movie's coming out this Friday. What is it? And I was like, I don't even know what that movie is. I don't know
Who's even in that? I have no idea.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, well, I like movies, and I talk a little bit about movies, but I'm still, sometimes you see people, and they're like, oh, it's directed by this guy, and it's written by that, and you're like, really?
Yeah.
And, is that what makes it good? I don't know. I enjoyed it.
I started doing that on TV, though. Like, I'll be like, oh, I know who this episode's written by, so it's going to be a good episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that too, but then I psych myself out, I set myself up for failure.
And then you're like, what happened to him? Why did she write it so like that?
Supernatural, you can always rely on Supernatural. There's two great writers in Supernatural. Whenever they write an episode, it's always amazing.
Mm-hmm. Ben, and who's your second?
Adam Glass.
Okay, Adam's pretty good. Everybody knows Ben Edlund. Like, everybody knows that he's
Yeah.
He's just Ben. Like, he's right? One of the reasons I want to keep watching the show.
At Comic-Con, he's just like, so what's up? So what do you guys got for next year? He's like, I don't know if I'm supposed to tell you this, guys, but we got midgets. That's what he said. He's just like, we got midgets.
So he's just so laid back, so real. I love him. So today we don't really have news. I don't know, it was a slow week, or we didn't find anything worth talking about. So we're just going to jump right into our kind of major topic for the week. Summer TV, there's a crap load of shows coming this summer. Judging by the pile of screeners I have yet to get to for shows that premiere tonight, I don't think I'm going to be able to watch everything, but we'll see. So
you haven't watched Franklin and Bash yet?
I did, but I didn't watch everything. Like, I didn't watch all of it yet. And I, parentheses, when we get to the Wednesdays, I didn't hate it like everybody else did. Spoiler alert. So Jason's going to do the usual where he goes through the schedule and go from there.
Start off on Sundays, and we'll talk a little bit about some of the stuff on the networks, but it's mostly reruns and reality or games type shows stuff, and so we'll probably be spending a lot of time on the cable, which is where all the cool stuff is for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
On the network side, as of right now, it looks like ABC will just have reruns, but they'll be rerunning Castle and Body of Proof instead of Desperate Housewives and...
Have you gotten the feeling that ABC's pretty much done with Desperate Housewives? Like, they're trying to, like, get that show out of here.
Yeah, I feel like they don't do any promo anymore, and, yeah, I'm with you. I mean, they're going to renew it because it's making money, but, like, internationally, I think, but I just don't think they care about it anymore.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of on its way out anyways. I mean,
yeah.
How much more, you know, murders and whatnot can take
right?
place
and
on
that
this
dead
whole
the same
street.
Eight people.
Yeah, and that dead woman is still narrating. That woman has not been able to rest in peace for so many. Plus that the good Christian Bell's. I really think that they're trying to use that to replace Desperate Housewives.
I think that's their hope is something like that is to bring on sort of the same way they brought on Desperate Housewives and it sort of hit and then, you know, took over Sunday nights. CBS has Big Brother starting July 10th and some new show called Same Name on July 24th. Fox has reruns of their animated comedies, and NBC will be running encores of episodes of America's Got Talent once that gets underway, followed by episodes of The Marriage Ref on June 26th. That show they had such high hopes with or whatever, then...
Yeah. Wasn't it supposed to air this fall?
Yeah, or mid-season or something, and it just kept getting pushed back.
There's something there. Yeah. There's something. I like there's something about The Marriage Ref that works, and then there's like a thousand things that really don't work at all. There's something about bringing comedians together and just having them talk about something, but then the whole marriage crap is terrible. So actually, it's a terrible show. I don't even know what I'm saying. It's horrible altogether.
Maybe if it was just like the something ref, and they had like a new thing and a new group of comedians to riff on that topic.
They do. It's called The Green Room with Paul Perenza.
I know, I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
It's called The Green Room.
For the,
Okay, so over on cable, A&E has the second season of The Glade starting up on June 5th. AMC has Breaking Bad returning on July 17th. Food Network has the next edition of The Next Food Network Star on
I love that show.
June 5th. HBO has True Blood returning on June 26th, and that'll be followed by Curb Your Enthusiasm as of July 10th and Entourage as of July 24th. Lifetime has Drop Dead Diva returning on the 19th of June, and that'll be followed by new show The Protector, which starts on the previous week on the 12th, which will follow the Army Wives season finale. TNT has Leverage on June 26th, and that'll be followed by Falling Skies, which has a two-hour premiere the previous week on the 19th. And USA Network will still be running episodes of Law & Order Criminal Intent and In Plain Sight.
There's so much on Sundays.
Wow.
Like, I don't even remember where you started. Like,
Well, at least it's kind of, well, in some respects, it's kind of spread out, so like, some things will.
Yeah.
You won't have a lot of competition for, you know, the first few weeks. I'm really looking forward to The Glades returning. That was one of my favorite shows last summer.
I didn't watch it. I wanted to, but I didn't. And I hear it's really good, so I guess I'll check it out. I am looking forward to Drop Dead Diva. Speaking of not knowing that something existed until you heard about a movie or whatever, yeah, I didn't know that Alec Walker was in a television show called The Protector until I got the DVD. I'm like, what? How does something like this happen? Like, I have no idea.
Yeah, I'd remember hearing about it and stuff like that, but then I'd never, like, when she was cast in it and it was first announced, but then I never remember hearing anything about it until, yeah, like, I got the DVD, and then I was like, oh, that starts this summer? Because I hadn't seen anything about it anywhere. It's okay.
I haven't watched it yet.
If you're looking for Allie Walker from Sons of Anarchy, you're not getting that. But,
oh my god, I love Allie Walker.
But it's a, you know, it's a Lifetime-ized cop drama.
That's about it. I mean, I guess I'll try True Blood.
You'll try True Blood. I've never heard somebody say that before. I guess I'll watch this True Blood thing.
I mean, like, everybody's so in love with it, and I enjoy it enough.
I never got into it. I'm so far behind that. If I did try to get into it, I'd have to watch two seasons of...
Right.
Oh, you guys are making me defend True Blood, and I hate you for it. Okay, True Blood started out great. Then it turned terrible. Like, just... It's horrible. I mean, the last season was just terrible. there's too many characters. They can't, Alan Ball can't handle that many characters on screen. And then this season, they decided to hire six more. They have like 6 to 8 more characters. And who are there? Werewolves, fairies. There's so much crap going on. I don't even, it's like a fairy book, but everyone has sex with each other.
That's the thing that it turned into. It seems like is it just an excuse for a bunch of people to get naked on screen.
Oh, yeah, naked.
Yeah. Everybody does. Everybody in the show. I think the only I was at Paley, and the only two people that didn't raise their hand when the question who's been naked on the show were the person who plays Jessica and the person who plays Hoyt, and they're the ones like in a committed relationship.
Yeah.
Well, you can't have those committed folks getting it on. That's ridiculous.
I mean, yeah, like, I'm not as far behind as Jason, so it is something that I always start the season with good intentions and then never finish it because it pisses me off or something. I mean, I'll check everything out. Falling Skies, I really enjoyed.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm kind of burnt.
It's perfect, like, summer. It's not, like, great Shakespeare or whatever, but it's perfectly fine.
Even though no Steven Spielberg series has aired yet, I'm already burnt out with him attaching himself to everything. Because it feels like it's the same show, except he just changes, you know, the antagonist. So, you know, you got aliens in this one, dinosaurs in the other one. And it's all about, like, the world has gone to crap. Oh, yeah, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I actually like Falling Skies. It has that survivalist nature of The Walking Dead, except these people actually seem to be finding out things about what's going on, as opposed to The Walking Dead, where 6 episodes in and still nobody knows anything.
Well, I mean, what was it? Falling Skies? Was it by episode 4? They're already like, well, we know how to take this stuff off people, so it's fine. Like, we learned how to take those aliens off people's spines.
Well, they think they may have something there, but they set it up in that it's a definite time frame, that it's like 9 months after, you know, everything happened. So it's not like it just happened. So you don't actually see the invasion. This is after the invasion's taken place. And I actually like what they have. I like some of the reveals that they have over the course of, you know.
Yeah.
I guess the best recommendation I can give it is that I wanted to see more episodes after watching the 2-hour premiere, and they sent 7, and I watched them all.
Yeah. I did too.
I only watched 4. So.
I mean, I think it's not... It's not outstanding, but I think it's better than V.
Oh, God, yeah.
And even though it's a little bit, even though it's different, it still has some similar aspects of, like, they're obviously here for some reason that they don't really quite know. They don't know why they're using kids and stuff like that.
They're super creepy.
Did, I don't know if they, I don't really find them creepy in the premiere. I don't know about you. I almost start crying when they showed the alien for the first time, and like I don't know, maybe it was unfinished visual effects, maybe that's not what the alien actually looks like, but the alien had really human eyes, and like it was really crazy. Like I don't like, you remember the part where like he kills in the alien, like bashes its head in, but like the alien was like alive and you could see its eyes and stuff.
Yeah,
like, it took off its armor or whatever. I don't know, that got to me. I'm just
Well, it's an interesting is that the aliens are, like, they're not bipeds, you know, they're not human-like. They got 6 legs, and they're definitely different creatures, but yet they still, yeah, there were scenes like that where there's still something, like, feelings and whatnot. And so I think they've created an interesting character as these, what's the bad guy. And I think what's interesting is learning more about them and what they're here for. Mm-hmm. And I think they do a good job of that stuff with the kids, you know, some of that. And there's
spoiler
some nice...
alert, the middle kid sucks.
Well, there's some nice twists and turns, though, I think, in the episodes. Things that you wouldn't sort of expect after this type of event would take place or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And just learning more about the aliens, the way you learn more about the aliens and stuff like that over the course of it, I think works really well.
Yeah. We'll see. I think people will like it.
The best thing I can say about Falling Skies is that I know that I like it more than I'm going to like Terra Nova.
pre-hating on Terra Nova.
I nailed Alcatraz from the first time I heard about it. So I'm betting 1,000. So my ego is way up there. So plus Fox doesn't even want Terra Nova on the air. They're like, all right, no, we're going to put it out in the summer. Yeah, in the fall. We'll put it in the fall. We promise.
Yeah, we promise.
Wasn't it like possibly mid-season? And then it was like last year, and then it was maybe summer. Oh,
yeah.
We need to do more work on special effects. We're going to put it in the fall.
Yeah, I don't even think Jurassic Park was in post-production this long.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is the dinosaurs better be awesome.
Yeah, agreed.
And they're not. They're not going to be awesome. Yeah.
Well, that's one thing for TV production. I will say that the production level on Falling Skies is pretty good.
Yeah, I agree.
The special effects of the aliens and, you know, the interaction between them and the humans, I mean, it comes off really well. Falling Skies is kind of like they were just getting underway last year at Comic-Con.
Right.
They had some raw footage or whatever, and here it is a year later, and they're finally actually going to air the episodes.
We'll see what people think.
I'm looking forward to more Falling Skies when we get around to apparently August, when
right.
there'll be episodes that I haven't seen. Listeners are like, whatever, Jack.
They're like, yeah, campaign problems.
Complaining
yeah.
that you've seen.
Oh my, I don't think they realize. Screeners are horrible. Like, they really ruin your life. Because
they're
just like, here's a bunch of episodes, and then you are just stuck. Like, you don't have anything to watch for, like, months, and you forget. Like, you're like, I don't even know what freaking episode you're on.
Like, exactly. I missed,
and then you're like, oh, wait, there's a new episode. There's a new episode this week. I haven't seen this one yet.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or watching a show and then the show not airing for a friggin' year.
Like, and then you're like, you know, oh. The mid-season stuff for fall, all the new shows that they... Well, that's the thing. Is like, I have almost nothing to watch in June because yeah. of the few shows that are starting up. Like, I've seen the first few episodes. Yeah, here, just a bunch of TV bloggers whining about the awesomeness
Jerks.
Of...
No, like, right, like, Torchwood, I saw the first four episodes of Torchwood. I have, like, 3 months until I get to see a new episode. I am literally in pain. Like, I am so upset about that. Like, I even email people and we're like, listen, just on the down low, can you hook me up with some episodes? Because it's really driving me nuts. And they're like, well, we don't even got them.
We don't even have them.
I was like, why'd you give me stupid episodes then?
That's
Sunday. Let's go to the next day.
Let's move on to Monday. On the network side, ABC has The Bachelorette and Extreme Makeover Weight Loss Edition, which has already started.
Didn't they just used to be called Extreme Makeover? You know, like, aren't they reverting back to their original show?
Well, the actual original Extreme Makeover was the one where they did all the, like, tons of plastic surgery on
yeah,
people.
I like how they're like trying to shine it up and be like, we're just great people, guys.
And then they did the housing one, and they were like, oh, you know, this is actually a little sweeter, a little nicer.
Yeah.
Right? And then their lawyers were like, a bunch of these people have defaulted. They can't afford to pay for the house that you guys built them. And then like, let's just make them lose weight. They can't do anything.
Okay, CBS is reruns. CBW is reruns. Fox has MasterChef as of June 6th, and that'll be followed by House reruns. And NBC will be running another night of running encores. So apparently, America's Got Talent, apparently there are a couple nights they have new episodes, and a couple other nights you can see those episodes again. And that'll be followed by reruns of Law & Order Criminal Intent, which... will be reruns of the final season that they're playing on USA right now. Over on the cable side, Amory's favorite show, The Secret Life of the American Teenager, is...
That show should be shot.
And, I've never... And is it real? Is it fake?
it's a real show.
Is it like 16 and Pregnant, or is it like fake 16 and Pregnant?
It's a scripted
series. It's like a scripted, horrible show.
Oh, so it's like Degrassi, but bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, worse. And that'll just be followed by a new show, Switched at Birth, both starting up on June 6th. HGTV has the next season of HGTV Design Star as of July 11th. MTV has new series Teen Wolf starting up on June 5th, which is a Sunday.
I heard good things about that.
After the MTV Movie Awards, and then it'll take its normal Monday night time slot. Showtime has Weeds and the Big C returning on June 27th. And Sci-Fi.
Don't clap. Don't clap. Are you clapping for the Big C?
No, I was clapping for Weeds.
Oh, good. Big C. Holy crap. I literally had to stop watching the show. It made me so depressed. It's just about death and somebody dying. And I'm just like, why? This isn't funny. And then I'm like, oh, Oliver Platt's in it. Oh, he's sad too. Well, that's great. I literally had to stop. It messed with my mind. I was like going through, I was thinking, like, woof. It was crazy. I cried.
Wow.
Seriously. I was so, he is so messed me up.
Okay, and Sci-Fi has Eureka, Warehouse 13, and new show Alphas, all premiering on July 11th. And TNT has Closer and Rizzoli and Isles returning on July 11th as well.
A lot of stuff on Monday that I'm going to watch. I've heard good things about Teen Wolf.
Me too.
I liked the script. I liked the script a lot.
I'm so lazy. How can you read TV scripts? I'm so lazy. They're even worse to read than movie scripts. Because that movie scripts, they give you a bunch.
Yeah. What else?
Think about everything, sorry.
I'll be watching Weeds. I won't be watching The Big C because I didn't finish the first season.
Spoiler. Yeah. You know,
that's the series finale. They're saving it.
Oh, God. Oh, man. What else? The Closer, I'll watch. Rizzoli and Isles, I watch it, but I don't love it. And I can't wait for Eureka, and I can't wait for Alphas, because I love David Strathairn, and I love the guy who played Vincent, Nigel Murray, and I can't think of his name right now.
Wiener McWienerson. I can't remember his name.
The guy that got shot in the heart?
Yeah. That episode made me cry.
That was crazy.
Oh, that was so depressing.
That was like, they were just like, we're going to do the first atheist death on television. It was freaking, I was just like, I can't believe they're doing this. And then they just kept going with it. I was like, I can't believe, what am I seeing? This is ridiculous. This is crazy. And nobody else cared. I was like, hey guys, did you see that? And everyone was just like, oh, it's so sad he died. I was like, but how did he die? He died. It was crazy. Nobody else would do that. Who would do
that?
That's
true.
And then they were like, and then 5 minutes later, they're like, well, do you think he was talking to God? And then they're like, no, he wasn't talking to... Like, they even went back and was like, just so everyone knows, he was not talking to God at all. He doesn't even believe in God. Like, they drove that into the... And then they just made everyone pregnant and screwed everything up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen Teen Wolf, but the trailer for it actually doesn't look terrible.
No, it looks fine.
And I'm looking forward to Sci-Fi Monday nights. That's two of my favorite shows, followed by a show that looks like it might be good.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about ridiculous night of TV, though, like with The Closer coming back, which is one of my favorite TV shows at all right now on TV.
Your favorite TV show on TV versus...
Like, I have a lot of, like, it's one of my favorites, but this is,
no,
like,
I'm making fun
of
the fact that you said
list.
TV show on TV.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, you know, there's lots of TV shows that aren't on TV anymore.
Yeah, you got the TV shows on Netflix now. Yeah.
True.
He added that just for that single show that Netflix picked up.
Yeah. Just thinking ahead.
Oh.
Did either of you watch Switched at Birth?
I did.
I was actually going to ask if it was real or fake, like Secret Life of American Teenager.
Apparently, you're not a big ABC Family watcher.
But I like when they do Boy Meets World and the Harry Potter marathons.
Switched to Birth is fine. It does not affect me as much as the television movie from the 1990s called Switched to Birth that wrecked me. Like... I was so depressed because that was that was a true story. And then, spoiler alert, one of them died. Oh, my God. I was devastated.
Yeah, what I find about the Switch at Birth is that it's a solid family drama. I think coming at a family drama from that angle of Switched at Birth, finding out, what, at age 15 or wherever they are in the show, that's an interesting way to put together this group of people. The thing is the way they set up all the character dynamics is exactly the way you would expect them to set up all the potential love interests and
right, of
and
course,
everything.
Of course the Switch sisters are going to fall in love with each other's boyfriends or whatever. It's the only way the TV...
There's some of that stuff that's in the show and the way they set it up, but it's so much better than Secret Life that it's ridiculous.
I mean, everything is. Everything is better than The Secret Life of the American Teenager. I even hate Vanessa Morano. I hate her. And she's fine in the show, so that's high praise for me.
Well, I'm looking at the promo photo, and I hate it from the promo photo. With the split screen and like, oh, look at the paneling on the wall goes into the other room, but then it's a different color. And how can you switch these babies? Obviously, this little white redheaded girl doesn't go with the Hispanic chick. Look at, they got that little hair. That dude looks like Harry Potter back there. Who's the brother? Who plays the brother?
The guy, Lucas Graville from High School Musical.
Oh, he's doing some good stuff. He was good in Smallville when he wasn't acting like a weirdo.
So yeah. What else is there on Monday?
I'm looking forward to Alphas. I'm looking forward to actually seeing
Ryan Cartwright. His name is Ryan Cartwright.
There you go. I like any type of show that has some sort of, you know, people with special abilities or whatever. I'm in on checking it out, you know.
Right.
It actually looks like what I wish Heroes would have turned into.
Oh, God.
Like, Heroes had a great first season, but, like, then they split everybody back up, and everybody sort of went their different way on these different paths, and it just got way out of hand, and you were just like, why didn't they sort of become team up a little bit once they started knowing about these other people around and stuff like that? Well, these people have abilities, and they have somebody that brings them together to be a team to go do stuff, and so...
So, did Alphas used to be 3 inches?
No.
Or is that a different show?
I think that's a different one.
Ugh, ABC, or Sci-Fi needs to stop doing this stuff. They got that Saved by Zero show that they're probably not going to do anything with. That I thought was interesting. Then the 3 inches, and then they got Alphas that they're actually putting on. So
I think they've got a bunch of stuff that'll sooner or later show up. I think they're trying to spread things out a little bit.
Even though putting 3 shows on a Monday night doesn't exactly say spread it out. But I just looked at the time, and I need to get moving.
Well, we're on Monday, so we'll go to Tuesdays.
We're on Monday of 70s.
Tuesdays, on the network side, ABC will be running Wipeout, followed by 101 Ways to Leave a Game Show, and new show Combat Hospital, all starting up on June 21st. CBS's reruns, CW's reruns. Fox has more MasterChef as of the 7th of June. And Hell's Kitchen will return on July 19th. And NBC will have America's Got Talent on the actual night that it'll be airing episodes. And it'll be followed by the rest of The Voice as that plays out the rest of its first season. Over on cable... ABC Family has Pretty Little Liars, followed by a new show, The Nine Lives of Chloe King, on June 14th. FX has Rescue Me, returning on July 12th. TNT has Memphis Beat and Hawthorne returning on June 14th. And USA has White Collar and Covert Affairs returning on June 7th.
I saw the White Collar premiere last night. I really liked it.
Jason and I think differently about it.
We were talking about this when I watched it the other night. I think the episode is really good. I like the caper that they go on to replace the stuff. I like all that stuff is always fun when they figure out the plan for doing whatever. But this rift thing that they've put between Peter and Neil, it just seems, I don't know. It seems too forced after 2 seasons of trying to get them closer together. Well, as I said in the season 2 finale, I was kind of pissed in that episode that Peter was so quick, just because he saw that thing that he was just instantly was like, oh, he's behind this. And when at the time he had no knowledge of it, and so just after all that time of two seasons of building them up, where it felt like they were starting to trust each other a little bit and stuff like that, that he would instantly, you know, think it was him, and then, but then you find out who is behind it, and you know, but they still are perpetuating this sort of rift between them in the new episode,
right.
And I didn't really like that direction.
Yeah,
I think so. That they play it very well in the episode that he has some issues with the fact that he's just leaving.
And the way the episode ends, you know, shows the where he is sort of at in that. But it's still, I don't know, it just seemed like a forced way to go to keep some level of animosity between the two. But it doesn't seem like it's for a short period of time, necessarily. It seems like this is sort of
the plan for the season.
The season arc, or at least the first part of the season arc, is based on.
Yeah.
This will be the, you know, the Kate storyline and music box. That's mostly, you know, that's all been taken care of. So they needed some new thing that's sort of the underlying current of the episode. And so, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think the episode's great, but even though I don't particularly care for the direction.
It's a very difficult door that they open that can now be quickly closed. Like, I don't think they understand
right.
the ramifications of basically completely erasing the whole, you know, motivation and everything that people have invested in Neil and whatnot. Because then they
right.
and then they put in that throwaway line, because, you know, like, Peter can put him back in jail anytime he wants. And then they put in that throwaway line where they're like, well, they can't turn him in because then that means that I'm going to get in trouble, and that means I failed, and all that. When he's like, just put his ass back in jail if you think he's doing
yeah.
something bad.
That's the thing. It just seemed too forced of a...
Possibly. I also watched it on a big screen at the Hudson River, so...
So...
Maybe I liked it more because of the atmosphere. Who knows?
The atmosphere was awesome.
Yeah. Also, I'm going to be watching MasterChef because I really like it, and I watched the premiere of Pretty Little Liars, and... I mean, I'm going to watch it, but I don't understand the super love for the show. I have a moderate like for the show, not a super love, but it's just doing what it's doing, and it gets through a lot of story in a 45-minute period, so more power to it.
I think I kind of like it on the same level kind of as Vampire Diaries, in that they sort of bust along at a pretty good clip, and
yeah.
the sort of creepiness factor of
there's a lot of it
that they have in it, they do a really good job of it. They're able to keep a real high creepiness factor
right.
episode after episode, which is, I think, just on its own level is kind of impressive. What'd you think of Nine Lives of Chloe King?
I thought it was just fine.
I think it's a good companion to Pretty Little Liars, and I like the lead.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a fun enough show. I don't think that they tell you enough in the premiere episode. They sort of set up her character a little bit
mm-hmm.
and give you a little bit about this overall, but I think it would have worked better as sort of a 2-hour where you get a little bit of information about what actually is going on, you know, she's just learning about.
Right.
TNT has a completely forgettable night. I won't be watching either Memphis Beat or Hawthorne.
I might watch Memphis Beat, but not Hawthorne. Sorry, Michael Vartan.
Memphis Beat,
Right? It's terrible.
It may have a Memphis Beat, but I just can't dance to it.
I watched that pilot, and I was just like, I don't know, maybe the whole series, and like, I watched the pilot, and I was like, Jason Lee is playing, like, a weirdo. Like, he's, like, a weird, creepy dude. Like, he's, like, obsessed, and, like, and it's not even, like, part of his character. I think he's just, like, I don't think he knows that he's playing a weird, creepy dude. Like, in the pilot, I remember he was, like, in a treehouse with, like, a little girl, and the little girl was playing, like, dolls and stuff, and that was supposed to be cute or something. And I was like, why is he in a tree? Like, what a weirdo. And that was after he already kidnapped that old lady or whatever.
I don't know. I watched a couple more episodes past the pilot last year, and it just never... The elements that they've meshed together there just don't work for me. And the cop show aspect, okay. You know, it's...
Yeah.
And I watched the first couple episodes that they sent on the screener, and I was just like, yeah, still not going to watch this.
I shouldn't say this. I have it sitting on my bookshelf. I don't even look at it. I feel bad. Because I'm sure there's somebody that'd want to see it, but I don't want to watch it.
Well, apparently somebody did, because they got enough people to watch it last season to get a second
yeah.
season. I was surprised it actually got picked up.
Ugh.
I was too.
You know, somebody won like a dollar or something. It's some high-level executive thing where I bet you that I could renew it.
I still don't get how Hawthorne is on the air for a third season.
Could not tell you. That show is horrific.
I've never seen it, but I always assume that it's like Nurse Jackie, except really terrible.
Yes. So basically Nurse Jackie.
What? Nurse Jackie is, I think Nurse Jackie is one of the most underrated shows on television.
I don't love it. I don't love it. I like it. I don't love it. Oh my God.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you. I know everything about Pretty Little Liars. I'll tell you exactly who's sending all those messages.
I don't want to know anything.
From the book?
Would you read the books?
From the book. I know everyone. I know everything. Yeah, because I saw the pilot and I was like, forget that.
Going the same route as they are with the book.
That's what they say.
Mine is the book too.
I bet you they will.
See, the thing is for me is I feel weird that I like all these shows that are based on teen novels for girls.
Oh, you should. This is like ABC Family is like your favorite network. I'm finding out.
It's like all these, you know, like Pretty Little Liars, Vampire Diaries, and there's all these, you know, or, you know, even the Gossip Girl. There's all these shows on TV that are just like chick lit for teen girls, and you're just like, why? What? This doesn't seem right.
I need to put us back on topic.
All right, off to Wednesday.
Hang up soon.
Wednesday, ABC reruns. CBS will have Big Brother as of July 13th, followed by Criminal Minds and CSI reruns. CW has America's Next Top Model reruns. Fox has So You Think You Can Dance, which has already started.
Yay!
NBC has Minute to Win It and America's Got Talent. And that'll be followed by a new show, Love in the Wild, on June 29th, which I have no idea what that is.
Basically, a couple goes on Survivor in the wild and they have to stay.
Awesome. Okay, Wednesday.
Oh, it's real?
Yeah, it's reality.
See, I have this whole thing where I don't know anymore if it's real or fake by the title, because I was like, this is like some kind of like sexy show or something. Like, some people fall in love.
If it was on, Showtime. Over on cable, ABC Family has Melissa and Joey, followed by new show State of Georgia on June 29th. Comedy Central has a new show called John Benjamin Has a Van starting June 15th. That'll follow South Park.
Wait, John Benjamin, like Archer?
I have no idea. Just know that it's on Comedy Central following South Park, and I put it on the list. There's a handful of shows on here that I didn't even take the time to look into. Love in the Wild is one. This is another. For you DirecTV people out there, the fourth season of Damages starts up July 13th. TNT has Franklin and Bash, a new show, and the resumption of season 2 of Men of a Certain Age starting on June 1st, which is tonight, the night we're recording this episode. And TV Land has Hot in Cleveland, followed by a new show, Happily Divorced, on June 15th. And USA Network has Royal Pains, followed by new show, Necessary Roughness, on June 29th.
I don't know if there's anything I'm going to be watching.
You're not going to be watching Melissa and Joey?
Yeah, I will.
What?
I love that show. It's so, like, absurdly bad, but, like, in the best way.
I'm going to watch State of Georgia just so that in the fall when Heart of Dixie comes out, because I'm loving these descriptions of Southern either states and or, you know, areas of the country with the whole Heart of Dixie, State of Georgia. You know, there's probably, like, you know, the lover of Maine. It's just like, what's going on?
State of Georgia is bad, I can tell you that.
But I will watch it because I love me some Raven. I love Raven.
What? Raven Simone?
It's a little too Raven, actually.
What? Holy. What? Are you kidding me?
She's in this show?
I thought that it was like unanimous that everyone was just like, well, she sucks at acting. And
no, so that's what Raven is the best show ever made. I may be
really, that was blanket.
That's hyperbole there. I don't know. I'll be watching So You Think You Can Dance, and that's about it. Maybe I'll watch Necessary Roughness because I like Kelly Thorne, but I kind of like Kelly Thorne as a crazy, crazy person, so I don't know.
Are you going to watch Damages?
I don't have DirecTV, so no.
Yeah, well, I have DirecTV, and DirecTV is kind of like, they're like, hey, isn't it great? We're going to bring your favorite show back. But it's always like, it seems like they get shows like a season after they start being good. So it's like, yeah, your favorite show's back, but it kind of sucks now. Like, it's kind of like, now I see why they didn't pick it up for another season, you know, because the pitch meeting was like,
well, you know, and then all this crazy stuff happens again. So who knows what's going to go. I didn't even see the last season of Damages.
We missed out. Yeah, the third season was actually good. Hmm. Second season, not so much. But
I hate all that mystery. Like, I hate just sitting through all this mystery. I'm just like, just get, like, plus I love.
So you like you like your procedural resolution? You like
No, but I don't like people like tickling me, you know, like tickling me with feathers and shit. Like people being like, you know, this really crazy thing's happening, but I'm not going to tell you. Totally not going to tell you. So let's go. Let's talk about something else really quick. And then they're like, but this really amazing thing happens. All right, but let's talk about something else. And then, you know, it kind of gets.
But they
boring.
Do it really good.
They did it really good the first time. And I love Ted Danson. And then they did it again the second time. And that was great. And then they did it again the third time. And it's just like, you know, somebody needs to learn how to, like, tell a story in a fluid, you know, manner. It's like Paranormal Activity 3. We get it, you know. Somebody needs to stop freaking selling their soul and stuff.
Somebody should go in and re-edit it into a linear flow.
That's amazing. I bet you somebody did. There's that fan edit website where they go back and edit movies together and stuff to make them better. Or I could just read Wikipedia and like takes me 5 minutes and then I'm like, oh, I know the season. That was fun.
I'll be watching Franklin and Bash just because it's fun. There seems to be some hate out there for it, but it's not a super.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be Shakespearean to be okay to watch.
It's more Boston Legal-ish, except without the political bent. It's definitely going for more of the comedy drama on the lawyer front. I thought it was fun. And Men of a Certain Age, they've just really found their groove on that show. And its premiere ep tonight is pretty good. And I'll watch Royal Pains just because I like that show. And Necessary Roughness, I'm interested in it. I haven't seen it yet. But it seems to have a premise that I want to know, where does it go for a season or more?
Right.
Does it branch out to her working with more than just this one football player or something, or
I'm sure it does.
Or where does it go? That's what I want to know. It just seems like a premise that I'm just like, I don't see where it goes past, unless the therapy doesn't ever work or just almost works for like a really long time. He just almost gets it. I don't know.
I'm glad that they paired it up with Royal Pains, because then I cannot watch USA for one entire night and I won't miss anything. I don't like Royal Pains. I think that, and I don't
I
like.
I kind of stop watching.
I don't, and I have a feeling Necessary Roughness is going to be kind of like the same feeling, and I won't like that either.
It does look like it pairs. They have paired their shows up. White Collar Covert Affairs works really well together, and Royal Pains.
I feel like Burn Notice and Covert Affairs would be better, and White Collar and Suits would be better. But whatever, I'm not in network.
Yeah, when you think about it, because of the premise of Suits, it actually might actually fit better with the White Collar.
But we're not in programming, so.
But speaking of Thursdays.
Nice, good segue.
ABC has Wipeout, followed by new show Expedition Impossible, and the second season of Rookie Blue, all on June 23rd. CBS has episodes of Big Brother starting up July 7th. CW has reruns. Fox has So You Think You Can Dance, followed by Glee reruns. And NBC has their two-hour comedy block reruns, followed by Love Bites, which finally gets to premiere on June 2nd. And over on cable, Comedy Central has Futurama, followed by Ugly Americans, on June 23rd. FX has Wilfred, followed by Louie, on June 23rd as well. And USA Network has Burn Notice and Suits, new show Suits, also starting on June 23rd. So June 23rd is the night where everything starts on Thursday.
Wow, that is true.
I'm interested to see Wilfred.
I'm mad that they put Wilfred in front of Louie. I mean, because Louie's barely hanging on. Like, there's a great deal and they're making some money on it, but they're barely. So if Wilfred fails, it's going to sink Louie, and that makes me mad.
I could not care less either way if Louie goes or stays.
Louie is so just honest. It's so honest. Did you see that Osama bin Laden promo that they pulled? They had to pull. They released one where Louie is in it's a desert and it's Osama bin Laden sitting around, and Louie walks up and he's like, hey, can I get your picture?
And then he takes a picture of the Osama bin Laden, and that was the promo. And then, like, 2 days later, they kill the Osama bin Laden, and FX is like, immediately, take down all the promos, take down any promo you have of Osama bin Laden.
It's expired now, as of yesterday.
Yeah.
It's expired.
So I saved it on my computer. I'm like, I have it, just in case.
I mean, I'm like 3 seasons behind on Burn Notice, and I know it's only in season 5.
What?
And I'll be watching Suits because I like Gabriel Mocked. Yeah, Burn Notice is always on the DVR, and then it always gets cleared off.
I don't want to spoil it for you, but you need to catch up on Burn Notice. That's all I'm saying.
That doesn't spoil anything for me.
Once you watch it, you'll understand what I'm saying. Plus, okay. Burn Notice needs to make up for that terrible ass Sam X movie that I had to sit through.
I didn't watch that either because I knew it was going to be terrible.
That was
both the rough cut and the freaking actual thing
with actual special effects didn't make it any better.
No. Did yours cut out? Like, did your audio? Did yours
that was,
cut out in the audio?
It was just that was so bad. Like, you were like, this is from the same people.
It was horrible.
Yeah, because it didn't even reach the level of a bad episode of Burn Notice. Like, it was just plain bad.
Here's what I'm thinking. I think Jeffrey Donovan, because he's directing this, I think he bombed this on purpose. So he's like, and then he like nudges Bruce Campbell and he's like, yeah, that's what you get. Maybe next time you'll think twice about trying to get your own stupid movie. Like, you know, because I've heard stories, and Bruce Campbell's not good at hiding his true feelings about how everyone actually is.
No, he's not.
So,
but it was just terrible. The story though was the whole thing, but the way that it came off was like A-Team cheesy, like 80s action.
Yeah, it was like it's like Pirates 4.
Yeah, well, it's like, well, it came off I was watching it, and it just came off so much like it was like an 80s action show, but you're just like going, but this is 5 years ago. Like, this, yeah. You know, this,
why, and you're like,
why does it seem like I'm watching a show from the 80s?
It's like, it felt like JAG. Like, if you go back and watch JAG, you'll know what I'm talking about.
It wasn't even that good.
JAG's terrible.
JAG was actually good.
Looking. But if you go back and look at it, you're just like, holy crap, why did people watch that? JAG is like, look at me, I save people.
JAG's special effects, though, were pulled from various movies and whatnot.
It was like the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers of like dramas where they use cut up footage from other stuff.
Okay, so I'm looking forward to Suits. I like the promo. I haven't seen it yet, but the promos look really good. It fits me in that I like shows that have like the super smart character, you know, that just like can remember all kinds of stuff, and if they use that ability in some interesting way. So I'm looking forward to that. So Fridays, ABC has Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution coming back to play out the episodes that they pulled during sweeps. CBS will continue to run Flashpoint episodes, followed by reruns. CW has reruns. Fox has reruns. And NBC will continue running Friday Night Lights for the rest of its final season, followed by Dateline. And over on cable, we have Stars has Torchwood on July 8th, and Sci-Fi has the second season of Haven on July 15th.
Eric Balfour, everybody! Eric Balfour.
You always surprise me. She's like, you always get excited about, like, you're always like, the great show, and then you're quiet, and then like, the not so great show, and you're like, yeah, woo! I love that. Like, you're
always, I'm going to watch the good stuff. Like, but I love Eric freaking Balfour and his cheesiness and his absurdity and everything about him. And the show isn't terrible.
I'm actually looking forward to the second season of Haven, given how it ended.
Yeah.
I think the first season really progressed by the second half, it actually turned into something good, worth watching. You had to sit through a lot of not very good TV to get to, like, the last 4 episodes, but the way it ended, I was definitely like, oh, they can't cancel this. I want to see what happens next.
I mean, Torchwood is number 1 on my list of things to catch this summer, but that goes without saying. I need to support Eric Balfour.
I'm looking forward to seeing what a starsification of a show that has been, even though a British show and a premium cable show here roughly have the same sensibilities,
right?
You can still get away with more on the premium cable than even...
Oh, yeah, and Stars likes to get everybody naked.
Oh, yeah, and there is some gay banging going on. I mean, full-on nudie man.
Wow. It's, so you have that to look forward to.
Now are you looking forward to it, Amory?
Well, I was kind of like, but they do, they have, you know, straight sex as well. And no, I love Torch. I mean, Torchwood is like BBC and Stars. It's like two moderately all right looking people getting together, having a baby that's really attractive. It looks great. You have no idea how far they take this premise. The premise just goes ridiculous. Like, you, like, they go into abortions and all this crap. Like, just stuff that you don't even, you're just like, whoa. I think that this is, like, where television is going. Because people are getting burned out with, like, hey, if you give us 2 years, we'll kind of tell you what this really secret thing is that's not really stupid anyways. And no, it's not aliens. It is, but not really. It's not. They're not really aliens. You know, and this is, like, 13 episodes. And I feel bad for them because they could totally pull this, make it like three, four seasons, and it would be great. But they're just like, boom, we're just going to kick your ass, and then we're going to leave you. You know, like, we're just going to walk out and just leave you in the bed, all just disheveled with our awesomeness all over you. That was horribly sexual for no reason.
Yeah, it was.
I don't even know what I'm saying.
So you have that to look forward to, Torchwood.
Torchwood people.
Speaking of Saturday. Let's move on. Good segue.
Well, I've laughed a lot.
Saturday is not much of anything on the network side. They're burning off episodes of Chaos until however many they had over the next few Saturdays. And BBC America is playing Outcast as of June 18th, which I've heard it actually isn't good, but I haven't seen it.
I haven't heard of it, and I'm a big Anglophile.
I don't know what it is.
I've heard via Twitter people over across the pond that didn't actually find it to be all that good. But there it is. There you have it. That's what's coming summer. That's some of the shows that we're looking
basically,
forward to.
I'm glad I have two DVRs so that I can actually go outside and still record my shows that I'm going to watch.
Go outside, and then when it gets dark later and later,
at like 10 o'clock at night, you can go watch TV. So, very, very quickly, TV on DVD picks for next week, June 7th. I don't know. I went with White Collar Season 2 because I really liked it. There you have it. I just think it's a good show. I think everybody needs to get caught up, even if these two didn't like the premiere.
Well, I like the premiere. I just don't like the direction that the show might be heading in.
Right.
My pick was Leverage Season 3. I just really like that show. They have a lot of fun.
Never seen it.
You've never watched it?
No,
you've been giving us crap on shows that you've...
You know what's...
And you've never watched Leverage?
I think I have the screener sitting on my desk.
You have to watch... How have you not watched Leverage? That's ridiculous.
I don't know. They sent me some weird thing where they like took my face and put it on some stupid thing and saying that they're going to steal shit from me or something. Some weird PR thing. And I was just like, what? And it always seemed kind of like hokey, kind of.
It's really good, though. They do a good job with each of the sort of takedown they do each week of of some.
I will watch it. I will watch it.
And Anthony picked what?
Burn Notice Season 4, because I don't like any of the other shows that are coming out on DVD. You really shouldn't buy Burn Notice Season 4, though, because they really put out crappy DVDs. Like, there's no commentary. If there's extra stuff, it's terrible. But you should watch it because the end of Burn, like the season finale, the season four finale, I can't reveal anything because somebody didn't watch it. But let's just say that if you watch it from the beginning, you need to watch to this. All right?
Yeah.
Let's just say it has to do with the intro, the theme song.
Burn Notice is fun. I can't believe that you like Burn Notice and you haven't watched Leverage. That's just...
Well, Burn Notice is so good. Burn Notice is so good.
Leverage is really good, too. On the topic of DVDs, I have giveaways for White Collar and Burn Notice running on TVHolic right now, and Amory does as well. We'll have links to them in the show notes at TV Times 3.
So tell us what you're buying and send one my way, people. Now it's time for prime time. Oh, my God. Hang time.
You guys do that every time? Is that like
a I do, time? And it all started because Primetime reminded me of Hang Time, one of my favorite Saturday TV shows ever.
I know Hang Time.
Yeah, so every time, Primetime. But moving on, we're going to talk about three finales, because there really wasn't that much on. House, Season 7, Episode 23, Moving On, Season Finale. And I only watched 5 minutes of this episode, and it was the last 5 minutes, and I was like, what the hell?
If you watch the whole season,
yeah,
and then that whole episode, and then that last 5 minutes, you'd be in the exact same spot.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anthony, I think, hated it.
You know, I think I was in a bad mood when I wrote my review. I wrote some things I maybe shouldn't. I will just let me quote one sentence.
Oh, God.
With continuous convoluted storytelling that conveys the sense that the producers don't actually know what they're doing, the House Season 7 finale was an empty, heartless, and all but pointless hour-long journey of perpetual failure.
Wow. That's a really, really good sentence. Yeah. I really like that sentence. But maybe you're
But you're waffling on that now? Yes. Is that what you're saying?
I have like a thing where I try not to be overly critical. Like, you could just say something's bad. You don't need to be like, it's bad. Your mom is so ugly. And like, oh, look at your shoes. Your shoes are stupid too. Like, I just kind of, but it deserved it. It was horrible. Like, the season 7 premiere was beautifully amazing. And they were very smart in the way that they handled the relationship. Not like Bones, because Bones really fucked it up. But then, like, I don't know about you, but this whole season felt like it was like a film school project. Like, each episode had a different, like, tone, and, like, it was shot differently, and it had a different style, and people just started singing. Who knows what the heck that was about? And then,
because, like, everybody has to have a musical episode now.
Yeah.
It's required.
It was just, they were just kind of, like, bored, and they were like, listen, all right, we're going to do the show anyway, so let's just show everyone that we're really good at what we do, so then when we get fired, we use it as our demo reel.
Every idea that we've passed on over the last 6 seasons, let's throw it into season 7.
What did you think of the finale?
I was one of the people that liked the beginning of season 7. I wasn't one of the, you know, the House Cuddy relationship ruined the show. I thought they actually did really good. I was very interested in the beginning of the show and where that would possibly take them in the relationship, working at the hospital and whatever. I got lost in the episode where they basically break them up because he decides that he can't handle stuff without getting back on drugs. And then it just spirals out of control from there. And 6 seasons of character growth just goes down the toilet.
Yeah.
Like, they've gone back and forth, and it looked like they'd finally gotten him, not, you know, completely there, obviously, but to at least sort of a new base, you know, for him, that he wasn't necessarily going to fall completely off. And as soon as they did that, I lost interest, and the show went from being, like, one of the first things I wanted to watch on Monday nights to it got recorded, and I got around to it. And that's kind of sad for what's been, like, up there at the top of my favorites list, you know, show for since it started.
Right.
I've literally, like, if it wasn't for Peter Jacobson, I would not have continued to watch House, because I love him. I think he's great in whatever he does. And, like, his character was, like, the only one that was like, oh, he's the only one that actually had an interesting story. And then he just gets everyone pregnant. So
yeah, he got everybody pregnant.
Like, literally, the least attractive – Peter Jacobson's an attractive man. Don't get me wrong. The least attractive man in the team is having sex with everyone and just getting them pregnant. Like, he's a doctor. Come on. Just like Bones is a friggin' doc, she knows what she's doing. So does Peter Jacobson. People should not be getting pregnant, people. Come on.
Agreed. Yes.
But that final scene, and just like, that just...
The dumbest thing ever.
That just put like a capper on the season of like, what?
And then, it was like a bad guy. Like a movie where the bad guy gets away.
The interview was like, well, yeah, he knew that they weren't in the dining room anymore. No, he didn't.
Yeah,
he drove down a block. How does he know they didn't?
Yeah, he didn't like drive down really fast and then go take a quick peek and like, yeah, they've moved out of the. I'm going to drive through it now.
And I don't even know if you saw this because you only saw the ending of it. But like,
Cuddy wasn't like in the way. She was like in the doorway and saw the car go through. But like in the beginning of the episode, she's like sitting on her like her whatever the curb, and she's like shaking and she's like looks like she's all like messed up and stuff. And she, all she did was watch a car drive into her living room. It's not like she almost got hit.
That's all.
That's all.
Well, okay,
I think you'd be traumatized a little bit if you saw a car, knowing that
the point
just,
where you...
just 30 seconds ago you were sitting around the table with your.
If she really loved him, she wouldn't have been like that. She would have understood.
Good thing she quit the show.
Well, right? Maybe she quit the show because she saw that ending and went, "I'm not coming back for any more of this."
I think this is like a funny joke where she's just like, "I just want to see what the hell they do now." Because where are they taking the show now? Like, I don't even know how they get him back to the United States of America.
Exactly.
It was such a bizarre ending. It was almost like, can you imagine like if they didn't come back for an eighth season? Like,
yeah, that's it. That's the end of House.
He's fine now. Because like all of a sudden now he's got like a smile on his face and he's all happy.
Yeah.
He
got away with all the money. Now he's on his own
island. Moving on. Cougar Town, Season 2, Episode 21 and 22, Something Good Coming, Part 1 and 2, Season Finale. I was happy to see Ted, but I was not happy to see that Ted and Gooch broke up, but then I was really happy to hear that Gooch and Hooch are together, because Hooch is crazy.
What are you saying?
I'm referencing Scrubs.
I've never seen Cougar Town.
Really?
They had a little crossover of one of the characters from Scrubs.
Here's the question of the day. Would you watch it if it wasn't called Cougar Town?
You know what? That is an interesting question, and the answer might be yes.
Yeah, would you watch a show called, if it was called, like, Friends at 40?
That'd be a stupid name.
No, but I'm just saying, though, but that's what it is. They're a group of friends in their 40s, and it plays more like a Friends episode than it does, like, the original intent of the show with the name Cougar Town.
Well, I like Courtney Cox. I like David Arquette. I like Bill Lawrence. I don't like anything Bill Lawrence does, but I like him as a human being. I like Krista Miller, so it's weird. I like them. I want them to do well. I just don't want to be a part of it.
Let's talk about the finale a little bit. They go to Hawaii because Travis is experiencing heartbreak, and Travis needs a... I hate his hair. Oh, my God. Dan Berg, cut your hair. And I think Laurie and Travis are going to start something now, which is weird.
I don't know if they played with that more to get him to come back. I don't know if they're actually going to go there.
I don't know. It was a perfectly fine hour. I liked it. I thought it was charming.
I thought they did a really good job of bringing all the things from the season that have popped up all to a head in the episode.
I take issue with the fact that Jules suddenly has a problem with the fact that Grayson wants kids. Like, Grayson has said he wants kids since they got together. It's nothing new.
It was sort of there, but it wasn't until the episode that they took care of Ellie's kid that it was like right there in the forefront that it wasn't like sort of like that he liked kids and stuff like that. It was like right there, bam, oh crap, he really does want kids and I'm done. And so I think they played with that well though for...
No, it was done well and I enjoyed it.
I really liked it for an episode that took you to Hawaii, and I thought they had a lot of fun with Bobby going back and forth between doing all the sports stuff with Ellie and then hanging out at all the stuff that you would normally think the female would want to hang out with.
Right. I think it was a solid episode, and I'm glad it's coming back, and I would be sad if it wasn't. And I will be interested to hear what, if they come up with a new name, what they end up going with.
I hope they don't.
I don't know. I kind of feel like they can at this point, but Bill Lawrence is kind of set on wanting to change it, and he's been set on wanting to change it since the sixth episode of season one.
Yeah, but it's kind of weird, though. Doesn't that mess up with the, like, that's the reason they didn't change the name for the Scrubs sort of spinoff? They kept it as Scrubs, was because if they changed
the name,
if they had changed the name, it wouldn't have counted towards the number of episodes that they had for syndication.
I have no idea. They made plenty of episodes for Scrubs. I have no idea. But I'm moving on, because I don't want to get into that, because I have no idea. Happy Endings, Season 1, Episode 12, The Sure Shall Redemption, Season Finale. I love this show. I love this show so much. And I love that this show is funny, and they also have thought-provoking stories about whether these people are still in love with each other, and I think Penny is amazing, and TJ Miller was just a great addition to the episode, and I hope Chershaw comes back, because I love him.
I think the episode was the best of the series, and I think it was a good idea that they ended with that one instead of, apparently they have another episode that they filmed, but because I think they filmed 13, but this was episode 12. I think it played really well as a season finale.
It was incredible.
The thing that bothered me is that it would have played even better as a season finale if ABC would have actually played...
aired them in order.
The first 11 episodes in the proper order. I mean, episodes were all out of place, so there wasn't a coherent storyline that went all the way through.
And that's only because they were originally going to only air for 6 or 7 weeks and only air one episode. But they did well enough that they were like, okay, we'll air every episode, so then everything was out of order.
Yeah, but they continued to do it, though. They aired, like, the first 4 or so episodes in the proper order.
Right. They had, because that's when they were only going to air once a week.
But then when they made the decision or whenever to air the rest of the season or whatever they were going to do, they aired everything, even though they were airing 2 episodes at a time or whatever, they still could have played them in order.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. I don't understand half the stuff like that.
When episode, like, 9 was actually, like, episode 5 or 6... It was.
I just take it with a grain of salt and enjoy the episodes because I'm sure that when I play them back on DVD, I'm going to love them even more. I love the show.
If you haven't watched Happy Endings, get it when the DVD comes out and watch them in the actual order, and you'll like it even
more. They're supposed to be in. Exactly.
Because it builds to that finale season. It starts with the wedding and her leaving him at the altar, and then what happened in the season finale is a nice arc for the characters that would have played way better. As I said, if you watch the episodes in order.
Anthony, you don't watch it, right?
No, you know what is ridiculous is that I remember watching Happy Endings last year.
Right.
And then I really liked the show. And then that stupid Better With You show came out. And it confused me. And I couldn't remember which show is the one that I liked. And obviously I can Google that. But this isn't a point whether I could Google stuff or not. I was too lazy to do that. And I forgot what the stupid show was called. So every time I would see Happy Endings, I would think it's that stupid Better With You show. Even now, like, and then I just Googled it, and then I went to the ABC website, and I was like, I like this show. And
well, the good
I'm
news
happy
is,
you got picked up. It.
Yeah, the good news is it's coming back for a second season. So you can watch it and watch season 2 when it comes back next year.
But the best news is that Damon Wayans Jr. is finally becoming a Wayans, and he's having more than one job at the same time.
Right, and he, thank God, Happy Endings is first position, because while he's great in the New Girl pilot, he's amazing
what?
On Happy Endings.
So they're not going to let him do both? He can do both.
I don't think he can.
No. Well,
just,
okay.
I don't think he can. They're two different networks, two different studios.
New Girl
no,
is,
Happy Endings
all right.
is amazing.
New Girl is much
but anyway,
better, right.
We got to end this conversation, because I got to get moving, because I'm a half an hour late. So, that's all we have to talk about today.
Right, that was good. That was a good segue.
Nice.
Thank you.
Way to segue into the ending.
I want to thank Anthony for joining us. It was fun.
I'm sorry for making this go long. It's my fault.
Oh, no. We had good conversation. It's fine. If we were just sitting here in silence and we were still on the phone, I'd have a problem.
And we'd also be wondering why you're still listening.
All of Anthony's information will be up on the site so you can track him down. Not like all of his. We're not going to give you like personal
height, weight. You know,
tvtimes3.com, spell it all out, jazz hands. Our music today is provided by IODA PromoNet. The song is TV Party by the Asylum Street Spankers from their Mercurial title put out by Yellow Dog Records. And that's our show.
All right.
Thank you for joining us.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
All right. Anytime.
Yeah. Thank you for being had.
I'm hanging up.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
We sit glued to the TV set all night.
And every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.